This is Jay Sekulow. We've got breaking news on the Saeed Abedini case.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
We have a new update now about the health of an American pastor being held inside of a brutal Iranian jail. Jordan Sekulow is the executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice. And Jordan, how is his health and what have you learned about
him? Well, Bill, we know for the first time that Pastor Saeed has gotten a medical review. Doctors examined him, and he was promised that he would be moved to a hospital outside of the prison. This all happened this week, though there's no indication when he will be moved, and you don't trust Iran until it happens.
Are the Iranians listening to you? Because you and others have been on this publicly for some time now.
I think when you look at all of the actions that have taken place, recently following the congressional hearing, all of the media buildup to that hearing, the silence from the State Department, and now today, Bill, we can report part two. So after the congressional hearing, after 550,000 people on our petition, yesterday at the UN Human Rights Council, the U.S. ambassador to the council, Ambassador Donahoe, said, directly called for Saeed's release. The first proactive statement by the administration.
To Trent Franks now, a member of Congress who signed this two-page letter along with five other members of Congress. What are you demanding of John Kerry?
Well, Secretary Kerry has not responded to our letter. You know, the first letter I wrote, we had signed by almost 90 members of Congress on both sides of the aisle. We got no response, and certainly he made no public statement calling for Saeed's release. We still need a clear, clarion statement from this administration that we want Saeed back home.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. It was just a week ago that we were before the United States Congress Lantos Commission on Human Rights with Naghmeh Abedini. I made arguments. Jordan, of course, made arguments. And then there was presentation from Naghmeh. We then had meetings with the State Department. One of the criteria we put forward from action from the State Department we wanted was a statement at the UN from our government. Remember, that was lacking when the EU spoke out and Australia spoke out. We had a number of governments spoke out on behalf of Saeed Abedini, but not the United States. Well, that is now changed, at least at the UN. Jordan, let's get up to date on this. Is really breaking news.
That's right. We've got a statement now from the ambassador to the United Nations, from the United States to the United Nations, Ambassador Donahoe, who called for Saeed's release. This is the first time at the UN Human Rights Council and the first time anyone in the executive branch of the U.S. government has made a proactive statement calling for the release of Saeed Abedini. They did it at a world forum, the UN Human Rights Council. Remember, that's the forum that they failed to mention Saeed at when other countries like the European Union, which represents 27, and Australia spoke out for Saeed, as well as the special rapporteur he's included twice in the report on Iranian human rights violations. But today, yesterday in Geneva, the State Department has taken their first proactive step, long overdue.
Yep.
And we expect many more, including that step taken to be taken by Secretary Kerry.
Let me read you what they said. We're trying to get the audio of that. Hopefully we'll have that for next week because it was probably on their website at some point. We note with particular concern the worsening plight of religious minority communities in Iran, including Christian, Sunnis, Sufis, Jews, and Baha'i. Iranian officials continue to restrict these communities' freedom to practice their religion and their religious beliefs free from harassment, threat, or intimidation. Then they say this specifically, folks. Christian pastor Saeed Abedini is continuing harsh treatment at the hands of the Iranian authorities exemplifies this trend. We repeat our call for the government of Iran to release Mr. Abedini and others who are unjustly imprisoned and to cease immediately its persecution of all religious minority communities in Iran. The United States also repeats its call for the government of Iran to provide without delay the urgent medical attention Mr. Abedini needs. Your voice is being heard on this, folks. So again, go to SaveSaeed.org and get information there. We're also fighting on the In God We Trust issue. Folks, we're going to get to 100,000 signatures for the brief, defending our national motto. That's what it's all about at the end of the day. ACLJ.org. If you want to sign that brief, 1-877-989-2255. Let's defend In God We Trust. Stand for the values of our country. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255.
It is happening again. Atheists are targeting our national motto, In God We Trust. This time, though, they are going after the U.S. Treasury. Atheists have gone to federal court and filed a lawsuit to remove our national motto from our currency. This is the latest in another misguided attempt to eradicate our national heritage, to alter our history. Atheist groups have failed in similar challenges in the past, and now we must make sure this flawed legal challenge fails as well. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. We're mobilizing, joining with members of Congress and you, drafting a compelling amicus brief urging the court to reject this absurd legal challenge. You can stand with us in court. Sign on to our committee to protect the national motto. Become part of our brief that will defend the national motto, In God We Trust, protecting our history and heritage from another unwarranted attack. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekula.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, we did get news that the United States State Department, through the UN ambassador to the United Nations Human Rights Commission, did in fact mention by name specifically Saeed Abedini and called for his immediate release. That is a positive step. By the way, that step would not have happened if 545,870 of you thereabouts, which is about the number we've got right now, had not spoken out on his or continue to speak out on his behalf. You are doing that. We're not there yet, though. We don't have Saeed Abedini released or in the hospital where he needs to be evaluated medically. We also have a situation where we need now the Secretary of State to speak out. I think we're moving in that direction. I'm going to tell you this, folks. This is definitely a positive development. And I want to thank Jordan, his team, our media team here as well, that put all of this together. The Safe Saeed site has generated roughly 545,870 people have gone to that page and signed their name. 545,870 of you. I really believe that if we do not get a response of release before the next UN hearing, which will be, Jordan, what's at the end of May, June? Beginning of June?
That's right, in June.
We want to go to the UN with somewhere between 750,000 and a million signatures. So here's what I'd like you to do today. We're going to be talking about both the In God We Trust issue and Saeed's case. Go to SaveSaeed.org. That's SaveSaeed, SaveSaeed.org. And you can sign the petition there. By the way, we've got a lot of videos posted there as well. We do have a letter that came out from the jail that we got. And, Jordan, that was really, I will tell you, when we read it here, we are very, very concerned for him.
Absolutely. This was a letter. It's probably was written around January, actually, but it's handwritten by Saeed on scraps of newspaper. That's what he was able to do in the margins. And it was delivered to the family and to Nagme. It was a letter directly to her. We've got it posted to aclj.org. But what is so tough about this, I mean, this is the headline on our website, and this is Saeed's own words. After all the abuse and being in solitary confinement for a month, he saw himself in the reflection of an elevator when he was going up to their medical ward, which all he talks about, all he would receive, if anything, was pain medicine, and they refused to give him that because he was a Christian. Remember, we had talked about that before. This is now in the letter. And he said he didn't even recognize himself with the how dark it was under his eyes, how puffy his face had become, his beard. He has a shaved head. So it gives you an image. We have Saeed's picture up. Imagine him now with a shaved head, a beaten face, drawn but swollen, and a long beard. And that was just after his first 4 weeks at Evine prison in solitary confinement. I mean, think about that. Yeah. And the abuse, the fact he talks about that no one would give him any medical attention. These are doctors
because he's
nurses.
Deemed unclean because of his right. being a convert from Islam to Christianity. So, folks, we are let me tell you this. This is a 24-hour-a-day process for a team at the ACLJ and our offices in Europe. We have lawyers deployed right now in the region. I will just say it that way. And some on the way back, others going. We've got to do everything and pray really hard this weekend. We need a breakthrough here. We do think that we made a positive step forward. There's no doubt about that. Again, I want to encourage you to go to SaveSaeed.org and sign on to that petition. It's SaveSaeed.org. You can also sign it at ACLJ.org. And as I said, we right now have 545,873. I'd sure like to be by the weekend over 550,000. So if you could help us get there, that would be great. Let me also say this. We'll be taking your calls. We're going to open the lines up on a variety of topics. You want to give us a call, I will tell you. We also have an update on an HHS mandate case. A D.C. Court of Appeals denied an emergency injunction. We're going to ask the entire D.C. Court of Appeals to hear it. If they don't, folks, we're going to the Supreme Court with it. So we've got a lot going on right now at the ACLJ. So our phone lines are open for you. If you want to talk about In God We Trust, if you want to talk about Pastor Saeed, the HHS mandate, it's Friday. We're going to give you some open discussion, open lines here. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 1-800-684-3110. And we'll be taking your phone call. So I encourage you to call again at 800-684-3110. There is Trent Franks spoke out on the issue today for Pastor Saeed as well. Let me set this up. Jordan and Congressman Franks were on Fox this morning. Trent Franks participated in the hearing as well. By the way, we're putting together a special television program on that hearing. I think that's going to air not this weekend, but next weekend. This is Bill Hemmer's question, and this is a good question, folks. Bill Hemmer's question to Trent Franks, and that is this question: what are we demanding from John Kerry at this point? Take a listen to the question and Congressman Franks' response. Congressman Franks' response:
what are you demanding of John Kerry at this point?
This is an American citizen put in Iranian prison simply because he had the nerve to practice his faith. And at the very core of everything America is this notion that religious freedom is the cornerstone of all other freedoms. And that those now that are standing on the bridge of America's, you know, the flagship of freedom in the world, have been found to be completely silent about it.
So right now, we need the statement from Secretary of State Kerry. That would be the right thing to do here, correct, Jordan?
Absolutely. You know, it was a great first step, long overdue. And I say that because the State Department failed to do this when they had the perfect opportunity, when Iran was sitting there at the United Nations. We did it twice through the European Center for Law and Justice, once in English, once in French. The European Union did it, called for Saeed's release, as did Australia. But following our meeting with the State Department, where they said, by the way, we discussed it, but we decided, you know, we don't like to use American when we make these remarks. We made it very clear that that was a failed opportunity to tell the world that America cared. That's what to Iran. But now they've taken the steps to correct that. But they need to do a lot more. This is a very good first step, though.
I wish we would have had cameras in the hearing, after the hearing in that meeting in the State Department, folks. That would have been a sight to see, trust me. Jordan will tell you that was, I'm the senior guy there.
So far as to say this statement would not have happened but for that meeting. I mean, it is proactive in the sense that they were not asked a question by a reporter. But we had to push and push to get them even thinking that was an opportunity to speak out for Saeed.
All right, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let me also say this, folks. We are also in our campaign to protect and defend our In God We Trust national motto. It's under attack from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. I encourage you to call us at ACLJ.org, and you could sign us at ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Now, you've heard a lot of what we're doing today, and I will also tell you this, folks. We're in a matching challenge right now, and that is a group of our donors have gotten together and said we're going to match any amount that's donated to the ACLJ. You rarely hear us talk about this on air, but I'm going to do it today. If you go to ACLJ.org, make an online tax-deductible donation, we get a match. So if you donate $50, we get $100. Now, somebody the other day at church donated $20,000. We got $40,000. I mean, it was, and I really appreciate that church doing it. I'm not going to mention the church by name, but it was really nice gesture from them, and we really appreciate that. So ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or you could call in a pledge, too, at 1-877-989-2255 or simply sign on to that brief that we'll be filing, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We got a lot of calls coming in. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Let's take another call.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Adam calling in from Oregon on line two, the Freedom From Religion Foundation going after his city. Adam, welcome to JSECO Live.
Hi, Adam.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Do. I just kind of looking for some guidance. Freedom From Religion Foundation sent a letter to our city, kind of intimidating, to requesting that we remove a Vietnam Veterans Cross memorial from our public park.
Right.
And so far they just kind of sent out a press release just requesting public comment, and they've opened it up to this meeting here in a couple of weeks.
I understand that this memorial has been in place since 1972. Will just sent me a news article on it. It's an area, I guess, in a park that is involved with the JCs. The Freedom for Religion Foundation is giving the city an ultimatum. Let me tell you this. They've done that before. In a case that I had at the Supreme Court of the United States, it wasn't a cross in that case, it was the Ten Commandments. And here's what all nine justices of the Supreme Court said: that Ten Commandment monuments can stay. So in this particular case, we will look into this. Are you from that area, Adam?
Yeah, I live in the adjoining city of North Bend, but, you know, I'm in Coos Bay right now.
Some of your friends to call us from that town, and then we can get involved. So I'd encourage you to do that. And the Freedom for Religion, Jordan, you're not shocked on this. So, Adam, get people to go to ACLJ.org. They can fill out the form there, and we can get engaged. Jordan, no shock here that the Freedom From Religion Foundation would go after, whether it's In God We Trust or a cross that's in honor of Vietnam veterans.
No, no shock at all. I mean, this is what they do. And Adam, you talked about it. You know, this threatening letter, it sounds serious, it's scary. You got to fight back. The Freedom From Religion Foundation picks on towns and cities. They pick on war memorials. It's outrageous, and we're here to help, and I hope your city will fight back. So many that, unfortunately, don't. And that's really the only time the Freedom From Religion Foundation's ever succeeded, when people are afraid to fight back.
Well, we're going to do just that on In God We Trust. Folks, you want to defend our national motto against the Freedom From Religion Foundation? Sign on to this committee, filing a brief with members of Congress, and it'll go to court. We're going to win this thing. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Whether it's a cross, whether it's In God We Trust, we're there to defend it. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Call now, add your name to this committee.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this, because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. It is happening again. Atheists are targeting our national motto, In God We Trust. This time, though, they are going after the U.S. Treasury. Atheists have gone to federal court and filed a lawsuit to remove our national motto from our currency. This is the latest in another misguided attempt to eradicate our national heritage, to alter our history. Atheist groups have failed in similar challenges in the past, and now we must make sure this flawed legal challenge fails as well. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. We're mobilizing, joining with members of Congress and you, drafting a compelling amicus brief, urging the court to reject this absurd legal challenge. You can stand with us in court, sign on to our committee to protect the national motto. Become part of our brief that will defend the national motto, In God We Trust, protecting our history and heritage from another unwarranted attack. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Yes, everyone, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Striper song, In God We Trust. Even John Schlitt from Petra was in the other day and said it was okay to play a Striper song, so we felt like we could do that. Striper, of course, did the song, In God We Trust, and we're defending that national motto right now. Again, if you've not signed on to that brief, thousands of you have, aclj.org, aclj.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Over 43,000 of you. The phone calls, we're probably pushing 47, 48,000 signatures. We're halfway to our goal already, which is great. So let me encourage you to do that at aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255 as we fight back on this issue so aggressively. And if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take Donnie on line one.
Yep, Donnie's calling in from Oklahoma. Donnie, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Donnie.
Good, hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
I've been out quite a bit lately. I get over here about my deal over here because I'm a truck driver. And I've been listening to Saeed dealing. And it seems like that if he went over there and got in trouble, it would be the same if somebody come from foreign country over here and got in trouble.
Well, no, but you only get in trouble if you come to the United States when you're violating the law. He wasn't violating any law. Jordan, let's restate what Pastor Saeed was doing. There's a little bit of a misinformation campaign out there.
Right, that's right. Saeed Abedini was cleared to go to Iran. He went through the normal process, Donnie. This was his ninth trip in 3 years. He was cleared to be building the orphanage that he was working on. All the funds were raised inside Iran. That complies with Iranian law. What he was doing there, Donnie, was getting final approval for the government-approved, Iranian government-approved. That means that would be their oversight of the orphanage. That's what he was doing, Donnie. He was not there to be to proselytize. He was not there as a missionary. He was not there working with the house churches. You know, his family is here in the United States. His children are here in the United States. He was there because he wanted to still give back to his country, where he was born. And even though he's a U.S. citizen now, his parents are there. His brothers and sisters are there. So he wanted to give back. And the Iranian government agreed, okay, Saeed, if you want to give back, it's got to be non-sectarian. So not a Christian orphanage. You've got to serve everyone. And anyone who needs help. And he had about a dozen kids that were going to begin living at that orphanage. So this, of course, is very tough for them as well. And we posted photos of that.
Yeah, let me say this again for those that are just joining us. We did get word this morning that the United States, and we're happy to report this through the UN ambassador to the UN's Human Rights Council, went to the floor yesterday and made a statement. It was in support of a UN EU-sponsored resolution on religious freedom and belief, which in the United States supported, but they took the opportunity, folks, and let me read you what they said, and then we're going to put it in context of how this transpired. We note with particular concern the worsening plight of religious minority communities in Iran, including Christians, Sunnis, Sufis, Jews, and Baha'is. Iranian officials continue to restrict these communities' freedom to practice their religious beliefs free from harassment, threat, or intimidation. And then they specifically said this, folks, which a week ago they told us you don't ever mention the person by name until we had that meeting with the State Department. Listen to this. Christian pastor Saeed Abedini's continuing harsh treatment at the hands of Iranian authorities exemplifies this trend. We repeat our call for the government of Iran to release Mr. Abedini and others who are unjustly imprisoned and to cease immediately its persecution of all religious minority communities. The United States also repeats its call for the government of Iran to provide without delay the urgent medical attention Mr. Abedini needs. Now, I want to say right now a gigantic thank you to 540,914 of you that have contacted us for Saeed's behalf. Your voice mattered. We needed 300,000. We got the EU to react. We wanted 500,000 to get that hearing at the United States. We got it. We are now approaching 550,000. The United Nations U.S. representative to the U.N. speaks out. The next goal is the Secretary of State himself. Then the challenge will be, and this is going to be a challenge that Jordan's going to deal with in Geneva himself, if in fact Saeed Abedini is not out of jail by the time the next U.N. hearing is, which will be in June, we will be sending a team to argue for his release at the U.N., and I want to walk into that hearing with somewhere between 750,000 and 1 million citizens, frankly, from around the globe, standing for Pastor Saeed Abedini. So again, go to SaveSaeed.org or ACLJ.org. You can sign on right there. Very easy to do. We've got a couple of calls. Let's go right to them. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to speak to us on air.
Elizabeth in Pennsylvania, online too. Elizabeth, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. Guys, thank you so much for all you do for Christians
sure.
and Americans. We love you and we're behind you.
Thank you.
Jay, I'm pretty upset today. Fox News Radio Online has a story about students at Florida Atlantic University in a, I'm not sure which class, being asked to write the name of Jesus on a piece of paper and then step on it.
Yeah, I see this report from our friend Todd Starnes at Fox News, and it's pretty hard to believe that this has actually happened. They've reported it. We've just seen the article. Jordan, have you talked to Todd about this one yet?
No, I've not talked to Todd about this. And, you know, he does a good job of finding these stories,
sure,
hearing from students, and this is one of those outrageous issues. And we know this happens in the classroom, not always just to college students, who are more willing, I think, to speak out when they feel that they've been wronged. But to, you know, young kids, you hear about the separation of church and state all the time, right? And yet, you know, it'll become a Muslim day at school, and you know, the list goes on. Being told you can't wear, you know, the Christian T-shirts, all of this is something that just proliferates through the education world.
Let me just follow up here because I just read the article. Here's what we've got. You've got a student that told the instructor that they were a professor, they were wrong. The student's a Mormon student, very devout Mormon, according to the report, said to the instructor in their intercultural communications class, told the students to write the name of Jesus on a sheet of paper. Then they were told to put the paper on the floor. He had to stand up and then stomp on it. The student said, I picked up the paper from the floor, put it back on the table. And then the student said that she then went to the professor and saying that was insulting and offensive. And with all due respect to the professor, we don't think that this was appropriate. I will tell you this. As soon as we're done with radio, I'm going to get our team looking at the situation, Elizabeth, and we will get a letter down to that school district, I mean that university, really quickly. In fact, I'm going to make sure that we're on that immediately. So, again, in fact, I'm going to have Will, will you send this article right now? This is how our radio program works, folks. We're live, so we're doing legal work as we speak. Send this over to our office in Virginia. Get it to CeCe, Heil, and Skip Ash, and we're going to get someone on it immediately. Thank you for alerting us to that, Elizabeth. We're going to get right on the situation. Do we have a time for Lorraine, Jordan, before the break, or should we hold Lorraine? I'll tell you what, let's hold Lorraine until after the break. We'll be coming back. Remember, if you don't get the full hour on SiriusXM, of course you do. We also have the bite from the UN. It's 26 seconds. Let's play it.
Christian pastor Saeed Abedini's continuing harsh treatment at the hands of Iranian authorities exemplifies this trend. We repeat our call for the government of Iran to release Mr. Abedini and others who are unjustly imprisoned and to cease immediately its persecution of all religious minority communities. The United States also repeats its call on the government of Iran to provide without delay an urgent medical attention to Mr. Abedini's needs.
Let me tell you something, folks. Your voice made a huge difference for Saeed Abedini. SaveSaeed.org. If you want to defend our national motto, folks, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org to defend in God we trust or 1-877-989-2255. And your support for the ACLJ right now is part of a matching challenge. It'll be doubled. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Good job to our media crew finding that audio.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice, joining with members of Congress and you, drafting a compelling amicus brief urging the court to reject this absurd legal challenge. You can stand with us in court, sign on to our committee to protect the national motto. Become part of our brief that will defend the national motto, In God We Trust, protecting our history and heritage from another unwarranted attack. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Freedom. an American. Red, white, and blue. And I'm a citizen of this world and of heaven. Some things were meant to be together. I believe in faith and
hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. If you're just joining us, we got word that the United States, after our hearing, after a very aggressive meeting at the State Department last week, after our hearing at the House, had the UN representative, our ambassador to the United Nations Human Rights Council, went to the floor in Geneva yesterday and for the first time affirmatively said, release Saeed Abedini. This was without, not in response to a question. This was a statement, folks. I'm going to play it for you. This is the audio from the United Nations. Take a listen.
Christian pastor Saeed Abedini's continuing harsh treatment at the hands of Iranian authorities exemplifies this trend. We repeat our call for the government of Iran to release Mr. Abedini and others who are unjustly imprisoned and to cease immediately its persecution of all religious minority communities. The United States also repeats its call on the government of Iran to provide without delay an urgent medical attention to Mr. Abedini's needs.
Well, folks, your response, all 545,927 of you have made a huge difference. Jordan, what is the next move in this case?
Well, the next move, folks, is Secretary of State speaking out and, of course, continuing to pressure Iran. This is so key. First of all, they made that promise to Saeed that he will be moved to a hospital to treat his internal bleeding, a hospital outside of Evin prison. Now, do you believe Iran until it happens? Absolutely not. But what we do know is that he did get a medical exam, the first medical exam since he has been in prison, which was in September. So he's not had a full doctor's exam at all until just over this past weekend. So he got that exam, was told he'll be moved out. It's a holiday right now in Iran. Could it be happening? And we don't know yet. It could. That's what we pray and hope for. But what do we prepare for? That this is more false promises. And if so, that's why we go right to the media and we get the word out. We're preparing for the United Nations in June, and we are still going to continue to pressure the State Department to have this kind of statement come from the top diplomat in the United States. If the ambassador can say it, certainly the Secretary of State can as well.
Absolutely, and a very positive development nonetheless. This is something that we were hoping and praying for, and folks, we've got that response, and that is good news. We're going to grab a call here at 1-800-684-3110. Who do we have next, Jordan?
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Lorraine in D.C., line 3. Lorraine, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, good morning. First of all, I just want to thank you all for the work that you guys do daily. Secondly, I wanted to call because I was a little bit alarmed with the caller who commented about Dr. Saeed breaking the Iranian law.
Yeah, he said that, for those that may not have heard that call, that he, in fact, was, if you came to the United States, was violating the law, you get arrested here too. And, of course, our response was he wasn't violating the law in Iran. He was building an orphanage. But go ahead, Lorraine.
And I thank you for educating him on the fact, because he was very, it was misleading what he was alluding to. But it just goes to show how our religious beliefs are very much being attacked by this government, who has no regard at all for our religious beliefs. Because if I recall, a couple of years ago, we had a student out in Italy who had all these
Yeah, and they went, you know, and they were aggressively defending her, and they did that with the hikers too. And you know, we're with you on that, Lorraine. We're running out of time here on this segment. We appreciate you calling in and appreciate you clarifying, letting us clarify it again. But Jordan, that's been one of the arguments we've made. We brought this up multiple times to get a result.
Yeah, absolutely. And folks, that is why I continue to encourage you to share SafeSite.org with your friends and family. Why I am asking you to not forget to pray, to talk about it at your church, to get the website out, to share the videos, to share the interviews, to get the new information out. This is what works. This is the opportunity to get Saeed home. The world is paying attention. Our government now paying attention. Speak out. And if you already have, get SafeSaeed.org to your friends and family. Go to ACLJ.org as well. You can sign the petition online.
Very easy to do, folks. And again, we're in that matching challenge. So if you any amount you donate to the ACLJ online, we get a matching grant for. And 545,937, if you've signed that Saeed petition, we're going to pop 546,000 pretty soon. Back with more in a moment. Stay tuned.
It is happening again. Atheists are targeting our national motto, In God We Trust. This time, though, they are going after the U.S. Treasury. Atheists have gone to federal court and filed a lawsuit to remove our national motto from our currency. This is the latest in another misguided attempt to eradicate our national heritage, to alter our history. Atheist groups have failed in similar challenges in the past, and now we must make sure this flawed legal challenge fails as well. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. We're mobilizing, joining with members of Congress and you, drafting a compelling amicus brief urging the court to reject this absurd legal challenge. You can stand with us in court. Sign on to our committee to protect the national motto. Become part of our brief that will defend the national motto, In God We Trust, protecting our history and heritage from another unwarranted attack. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the broadcast. Listen, for those of you who have not yet seen the hearing in front of the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission, we wanted to be able to play for you a few of the highlights from both Jay's testimony and Jordan's testimony, but also Nagme's testimony. Folks, it was very personal. It was very touching. Members of Congress were listening with rapt attention. They were emotionally engaged in Pastor Saeed's case, in Nagme's plight, the story of her and her children. We wanted to give you a chance to be in the room as close as you can be. We want to play some of the highlights from that hearing now. So let's go ahead and roll those.
The hearing will begin. I want to thank all of you for being here today to discuss the worsening plight of religious minorities in Iran. Congressman Franks initiated, and I think he should get all of the credit, a congressional sign-on letter that generated over 80 signatures in support of Pastor Abedini's cause. Actor Woody Allen once said that 80% of success is showing up. Yet even after requesting only 20 minutes of their time for testimony and questions, the Department of State remained unresponsive and ultimately said no.
I've known Jay Sekulow forever. He has been a tenacious defender of religious freedom and human rights worldwide, in Africa, in so many places, and of course in Iran.
I want to just briefly mention in the outset here in the case of American Pastor Saeed Abedini, a U.S. citizen imprisoned in Iran and sentenced 8 years because of his Christian faith. Just so the commission understands, we've heard from over 500,000 people, actually 512,537 people in just a few weeks that are concerned about his situation. But there is a fundamental problem for Saeed Abedini's case. I'm a litigator. That's what I spend most of my time doing. You always look at where's the problem. The problem in his case is that the State Department is AWOL. They are absent without leave. They are missing. They did not show up today. They did not show up at the United Nations. They act as if they are embarrassed about Mr. Abedini's faith. Rather, all 27 EU countries at the United Nations called for the release of Pastor Saeed Abedini. The United States was silent. Australia demanded his release. The United States was silent. And I think the State Department's refusal to appear before this committee today is extremely troubling and frankly offensive. And I also believe it reveals a stunning lack of concern for protecting human rights and religious freedom. The failure to appear today and to testify, frankly, is inexcusable. We've had some dialogue with the State Department over the last several months, and I will be honest, Mr. Chairman, it has not been pleasant. The lack of concern, the lack of engagement, has been problematic in our work to free Pastor Saeed Abedini. You know, it's interesting that in the Youssef Nardakhani case, which Congressman Smith, you mentioned, and this commission played such a key role in, the State Department was active.
in helping obtain his release. And we were, of course, very engaged in that case as well. And I'm glad that Pastor Yusuf Nardakhani has been released and been able to return to his work and ministry and his family. He's not an American citizen. And the State Department spoke out. Saeed Abedini is a United States citizen. He's us. And our government's not here for him, or our State Department's not here for him. Mr. Chairman, a U.S. citizen being beaten and tortured in Iran today because of his faith deserves more from his government. The fact is, and this is echoing what's already been said in one sense, that the situation in Iran is one of the deteriorating. It is one of the world's worst offenders of religious freedom and human rights. The problem is systemic and it's systematic. The human rights situation for Christians and other religious minorities in Iran has regressed to the lowest levels we've seen since the early days of the Islamic Revolution. Iran's legal system is an absolute sham. Its persecution of Christians and other religious minorities, including some Muslim groups, as you mentioned, including the Baha'is, is entirely skewed, making the government the judge, jury, and unfortunately, in many cases, the actual executioner. They don't deal with fact. They don't deal with truth. There is no rule of evidence. Defendants have no real opportunity to present the case. In fact, in Pastor Saeed Abedini's case, there was one day notice of the trial. The second day of the trial, his lawyer was not allowed to attend. There is no chance for a reversal. The only time, and this happened in Yusuf Nardakhani's case, is that you can obtain freedom is when the Ayatollahs issue a decree, and then they'll say there was a procedural error, time served. That's for the people that get out. For the hundreds that do not, they end up on scaffolding, hung. Cite, the number of Christians who continue to be detained is climbing daily. It is climbing as we sit here today. Although Iran's international obligations prohibit arbitrary arrests and detentions, according to the UN Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in Iran, over 300 Christians were arbitrarily arrested and detained between June of 2010 and September of 2012. And that's just the ones he could find out about. I dare say there are many hundreds more. And our State Department, few statements that they've made, which have only been in response to questions, they express concern about the Iranian court system's proceeding. I want to say concern about a proceeding, a court proceeding in Iran, as if those are really proceedings. They're sham trials. They're not even show trials. They're sham trials. Frankly, the State Department, and I say this with due respect, Mr. Chairman, I'm the grandson of an immigrant. I love this country. But what our State Department's doing is abysmal. And I got a letter yesterday sent to one of my staff lawyers at the ACLJ. And I read that letter, and I was stunned. That the State Department of the United States actually told Mrs. Abedini that you've not requested that that we help your husband. We cannot sit, and I know this commission is not going to, we cannot sit idly by. Ahmed Shaheed, the UN Special Rapporteur, has said this, at least a dozen cases, lives were saved because of intervention and international opinion. A dozen cases where lives were actually saved. Part of that international opinion has to be the White House and the State Department not simply responding to questions, but proactively intervening. Saeed Abedini is an American citizen. And whether it is an American citizen, Saeed Abedini, or Iranian nationals being denied fundamental human rights, it's now time for the United States to lead by example, show the world that religious liberty and human rights are the very foundation for peaceful and secure societies. And Mr. Chairman, I want to again thank this commission for taking the lead on so many of these issues and your steadfast leadership in support of human dignity and religious freedom and the members of your commission around the world. And we appreciate that very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
His children in recent nights have constantly expressed to their mother how they miss their daddy. And because he's in an Iranian prison, notorious for torture, and all because of his Christian faith. And I also understand that Saeed's son, Jacob, recently turned 5 years old, and Saeed had promised Jacob that they would go to Disneyland together on Jacob's fifth birthday, and I'm told that little Jacob has had a kind of a hard time understanding why his daddy can't be there to take him to Disney World on his birthday like they planned. So I must tell you, when I think of Jacob and his six-year-old sister, Rebecca, it occurs to me, as has been more eloquently stated already, that the U.S. State Department under John Kerry should be utterly ashamed of their failure to speak out on behalf of Saeed Abedini's precious family and of this tragic situation in general.
But let me just say, Dr. Sekulow, thank you for reminding us that the State Department is AWOL. This isn't the first time, God forbid, hopefully it won't be the last time, but if past this prologue, it will be. Frank Wolf and I, all of us, have been so disgusted over the years by this inadequate response to human rights abuses in general and religious freedom in particular. I would note that when the International Religious Freedom Act was being considered, it went through my committee. It was Mr. Wolf's primary sponsorship of that legislation. Right in front of our committee, John Shattuck, speaking on behalf of the Clinton administration, testified against it.
Right.
And said that it would set up a hierarchy of human rights so that bias against religious freedom is so endemic, it's so embedded in so many people who operate within the U.S. Department of State. And when Nagmi, in her brilliant testimony and courageous testimony says, and quotes Dietrich Bonhoeffer, "Silence in the face of evil is evil itself." The president should be naming names. Ronald Reagan did that. He talked about specific names.
My name is Nagmi Abedini. My husband is Saeed Abedini, who has been sentenced to 8 years in prison because of his Christian faith. This picture was taken and the request of Saeed recently. He wanted to see the recent picture of our kids. Yellow is his favorite color, so my daughter wore that yellow dress. And every time his parents see him in prison, they put this against the glass window. And for the whole 20 minutes, he just looks at his children's picture. And a day does not go by that the kids do not miss their daddy, especially at nights when he would tuck them into bed. Our family is definitely suffering during this time. I'm hoping the kids don't know about the 8-year sentence that Saeed has received and what that means. I'm hoping I won't have to ever tell them.
Again, folks, that was an unprecedented opportunity for Nagmi to go in front of the United States Congress to tell Saeed's story. There wasn't a dry eye in the room. It was a big moment for her. She certainly carried herself well. Listen, if you want to stand with her, if you want to stand with Pastor Saeed, demand that he be released. Demand that the United States government do more to stand in the gap for him. Call now, 877-989-2255. You can also sign the petition for him at aclj.org or savesaeed.org.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. It is happening again. Atheists are targeting our national motto, In God We Trust. This time, though, they are going after the U.S. Treasury. Atheists have gone to federal court and filed a lawsuit to remove our national motto from our currency. This is the latest in another misguided attempt to eradicate our national heritage, to alter our history. Atheist groups have failed in similar challenges in the past, and now we must make sure this flawed legal challenge fails as well. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice. We're mobilizing, joining with members of Congress and you, drafting a compelling amicus brief, urging the court to reject this absurd legal challenge. You can stand with us in court, sign on to our committee to protect the national motto. Become part of our brief that will defend the national motto, In God We Trust, protecting our history and heritage from another unwarranted attack. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live, Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, obviously today we're talking about this Freedom From Religion Foundation lawsuit challenging the national motto on our currency. Folks, this is something that we have just had to continually come back, engage against the Freedom From Religion Foundation time and time again, whether you're talking about the Pledge of Allegiance, the national motto, the National Day of Prayer, the Capitol Visitor Center, which included the national motto, the Jesus Mount statue in on the mountain in Montana. Whatever the issue may be, it just seems like we have to keep coming back to this. But folks, we want to also keep you updated on something that so many of you have been engaged with us on, and that is, of course, Pastor Saeed Abedini's case. We had the congressional hearing last Friday in front of the Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission. We have seen a flurry of activity in his case over the last couple of days, specifically the fact that Saeed has now at least been seen by a doctor in the prison. At least that is the report. The report is also that he may be transferred to a hospital outside the prison to take a look at that internal bleeding, to get some medical care that he is so desperately in need of. That is one of the significant developments. There are, of course, other developments occurring in his case. And actually, Jordan Sekulow, just this morning, just a couple of minutes before air, was able to go on Fox News with Bill Hemmer, also appeared alongside Congressman Trent Franks to talk about these developments. And of course, Trent Franks has been one of the leaders in the United States Congress for Pastor Saeed's case. He was the co-author, along with Henry Waxman, the Democrat from California, on the letter with 83 members of Congress calling on Secretary Kerry to engage. He also participated in the hearing on Friday that Nagme was able to testify at, that Jay and Jordan provided testimony at as well. So he has been on this case from the very beginning. He's been very active. He cares personally about Pastor Saeed's case. And so it was great that he was able to join Jordan on Fox News this morning. And I wanted you to go ahead and listen to this update that they were able to give just moments before live air. I'll come back after and kind of fill in some of the details on this. But this is Jordan and also Congressman Trent Franks from Arizona this morning on Fox News with Bill Hemmer.
We have a new update now about the health of an American pastor being held inside of a brutal Iranian jail. Lawmakers in Washington demanding the administration take a more active role in this case. Jordan Sekulow is the executive director of the American Center for Law and Justice, and Congressman Trent Franks is one of several members of Congress signing a letter to the Secretary of State John Kerry for more involvement. I'll get to the congressman in a moment here, but Jordan, how is his health and what have you learned about it?
Well, Bill, we know for the first time that Pastor Saeed has gotten a medical review. Doctors examined him, and he was promised that he would be moved to a hospital outside of the prison. This all happened this week, though there's no indication when he will be moved, and you don't trust Iran until it happens. But at least there was a medical review confirming what we've been talking about, the internal bleeding and the refusal to treat that with anything more than just basically Tylenol, you know,
pain
medication.
You know, Jordan, I'm wondering, are the Iranians listening to you? Because you and others have been on this publicly for some time now.
I think when you look at all of the actions that have taken place, recently following the congressional hearing, all of the media buildup to that hearing, the silence from the State Department, and now today, Bill, we can report part two. So after the congressional hearing, after 550,000 people on our petition, all the Fox News appearances, and everyone there deserves thanks, including Fox and Congressman Franks for leading the charge on this.
Well, he's not out yet, though. What happened yesterday?
Yesterday at the UN Human Rights Council, the U.S. ambassador to the council, Ambassador Donahoe, said, directly called for Saeed's release. The first proactive statement by our government, by the administration, at the UN Human Rights Council, in front of the countries, it's called on Iran to release Pastor Saeed and to treat his medical conditions. You know, we met with the State Department Friday after that hearing that they failed to show up at, and we pressed the medical issue, which seemed to turn a light bulb on. This is, of course, not Secretary Kerry yet. It could
be significant, right? It could be significant.
Absolutely.
Jordan, thank you. I appreciate that bit of information there. To Trent Franks now, a member of Congress who signed this two-page letter along with five other members of Congress. What are you demanding of John Kerry at this point?
Well, simply to look at the human side of this first and foremost, that this is a family. This is a family that has children that Saeed loved to tuck in at night and tell stories to. I have four-year-olds at home. I know the incredible human element of this. And this is an American citizen put in Iranian prison simply because he had the nerve to practice his faith. And at the very core of everything America is this notion that religious freedom is the cornerstone of all other freedoms, and that those now that are standing on the bridge of America's, you know, the flagship of freedom in the world, have been found to be completely silent about.
Well, what have
we
you
just
heard
want the Secretary of State to speak up and do what he can to bring this man home so he can take his little boy to see Disneyland. That's what we want.
What has Secretary Kerry told you? How has he responded?
Well, Secretary Kerry has not responded to our letter. You know, the first letter I wrote, we had signed by almost 90 members of Congress on both sides of the aisle. We got no response, and certainly he made no public statement calling for Saeed's release. And it's astonishing to me. Finally, when the hearing took place, he did call Mrs. Abedini, and we were glad to see that. But we still need a clear, clarion statement from this administration that we want Saeed back home. And you know, Bill, this has a much bigger international consideration. Iran has grown very bold in a malevolent way, not only in, you know, they were the ones that built the explosive foreign penetrators that killed many of our soldiers in Iraq. They're pursuing nuclear weapons. They even had the nerve to be involved in attacks in Washington, D.C. against embassies here. They simply do not have any respect or fear for this administration or toward this administration, and I think it has bigger implications than any of us realize.
You wonder if the message is getting through, if it is true what Jordan just reported about him being moved possibly to another jail, and also this the word that was given from the U.N. Administrator just yesterday. So, Trent Franks, thank you
for
your time.
I'm hopeful.
And
thank
so
you,
are
sir.
We, and to Jordan Sekulo as well. We'll stay on it. We'll see what we get out of it. Thank you to both men for being with us today.
Folks, again, that was Jordan and Congressman Trent Franks on Fox News this morning. And, of course, Jordan was absolutely right that we sure hope this news about Pastor Saeed getting the medical treatment he needs and he so desperately needs to have to survive, folks. We hope that is accurate. Also, just a couple of follow-ups on the points that Congressman Trent Franks was making. His office now has indeed received a written response from the State Department to his letter. It did not give any answers, so I think that's what Congressman Franks was speaking to there, was not did not clarify their lack of involvement in any way. That phone call that he referenced from Secretary Kerry or the President to Nagme still has not occurred. That is one of the things that we are asking for, we think is very appropriate in this case. Congressman Franks has been asking for that as well. We have not seen that at this point. Hopefully that will happen soon. Listen, if you want to stand with us, you can always go to SaveSaeed.org and add your name to that petition. It's also up at ACLJ.org. But today, if you want to stand with us against the Freedom From Religion Foundation, stand in support of our national motto, In God We Trust, you can call now, 877-989-2255. You can always sign up at ACLJ.org as well. But call now. Say no to the Freedom From Religion Foundation, 877-989-2255. I'll be right beside you. We'll be right back.
Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice, joining with members of Congress and you, drafting a compelling amicus brief urging the court to reject this absurd legal challenge. You can stand with us in court, sign on to our committee to protect the national motto. Become part of our brief that will defend the national motto, In God We Trust, protecting our history and heritage from another unwarranted attack. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.com.